Arı arı bu be hepçi be. Zıvat kağı zıvan sen. This book was written in 1930, one year before World War. And in it, H.G. Wells describes the discovery of artificial radioactivity. And puts it in the year of 1913. I'm sorry, puts it in the year of 1933, the year in which it actually occurred. He then proceeds to describe the liberation of atomic energy on a large scale for industrial purposes. The development of atomic bombs and the World War, which was sparked by apparently an alliance of England, France, perhaps including America, against Germany and Austria, so the powers located in the central part of Europe. He praises this war in the year of 1956, and in this war, the major things of war are all destroyed. Up to this point, the book is exceedingly vivid and realistic. From this point on, the book gets to be a little, shall I say, utopian. With the world in shambles, the conference is called in Prince Margaret, in which a war government is set. This book made a very great impression on me, but I didn't regard it as anything but fiction. It didn't start me thinking of whether or not such things could in fact happen. Germans always took a utilitarian point of view. They ask, well, suppose I would oppose this thing here now, what good would I do? I wouldn't do very much good, I would just lose my influence. Then why should I oppose it? You see, the moral point of view was completely absent, or very weak, and every consideration was simply a consideration of what would be the predictable consequences of my action. And on that basis, did I reach in 1931 the conclusion that Hitler will get into power. Not because the forces of the Nazi revolution were so strong, but rather because I thought that there would be no resistance whatsoever.
When I died, they washed me out of the turret with a hose.